Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 26th in the year of our Lord 2019. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely, the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we unequivocally reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. As you know, we do this broadcast 6 days a week. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use around the clock on your radio. And we used to do the show 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, but now we've moved to 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. It's a little less time on the radio for us, which is a blessing. Not that we don't want to be on the radio, but just that it's, you know, hey, 3 hours a day is a long time. And in our modern society, it seems like people don't have time to listen that long either, right? So we've gone to the 2 hour a day format, because at one point we were going to go to 4 hours. Anyway, so we went to the 2 hour format, and then we said, hey, let's do 6 days a week, because we can get more around the clock news coverage for everyone that way. And so it's been a great, great run, a great change, a great effort. And so let's do it. Proof in point, we got to cover the news. Shutdown ends with no funding for wall. You heard me, shutdown ends with no funding for wall. Donald blinked. And, you know, some are saying he caved. Ann Coulter and others are saying Donald just absolutely melted down and failed, and the greatest negotiator in the world didn't accomplish the task. And I don't want to go that far, and I don't agree with that. Donald comes back and says, listen, I've highlighted the importance of the immigration problem. I've highlighted the issues that there are national security concerns at the border. I've done my best to hold Republicans and Democrats responsible alike. Republicans did nothing for the first 2 years to back Donald Trump's national defense agenda, national security agenda, and the Democrats have failed also. He's highlighted that it's both parties. And he shut down the government, showing how serious this issue really is. But now he's said too many people are being harmed, and it's time to open up the government and see if they'll come to the table and negotiate. But I'm telling you, if by February 15th they don't come to the table and get this done, we're off to the races again with another shutdown. I don't know if that's true. Many are saying it's a temporary shutdown, but I'm not positive they'll shut it down right now. Again, it was disaster. It didn't go well, really, for anybody. And I don't believe it's the answer, because I do believe the proper role of government should stay open, not be closed. And so, you know, that's the debate. No one spent time on several things that I think they needed to have. And basically, they didn't spend any time getting rid of the welfare system. In other words, when people come here illegally, there's all kinds of carrots and all kinds of handouts we give. Look, if you want to reduce illegal immigration, you got to get rid of the carrots on the inside first. They didn't even talk about that. Secondly, I agree that a wall is important, but I also agree there's other solutions besides just a wall. I really recommend that Donald Trump go down to the border and do the State of the Union live. The sad part is Donald's probably not going to do that. He's ignoring me, but I think it was one of the best ideas ever. In fact, Stuart Rhodes was on with us yesterday. I floated the idea by Stuart, and he literally promoted that to all of the Oath Keepers and beyond. So people are catching on to the great idea. Highlight the real national security concerns at the border. Prove it's a crisis. And let's start to take action. But what Donald did instead was open up the government. And now what it means is Nancy going to have him speak now on time? Is he going to do the State of the Union address on time? It might be the choice where he actually beat Nancy. Think about it. Did Donald beat Nancy? She said, you're not speaking in the House. And he said, okay, you win. And then he came right back and opened up the government and said, okay, now I'm speaking, right? So maybe it's a way to show him as the peacemaker and her as the belligerent one. Time will tell who wins all that. But I'm not going to be so negative to judge the president too harshly at first on this. Because like I say, I don't really want to harm all the people that need paychecks and things. That's not valuable for anybody. But I will say this, it is now time for Senator Rand Paul's Government Shutdown Prevention Act. I just tweeted that out. I'm going to say it again. It is now time for Senator Rand Paul's Government Shutdown Prevention Act, right? It's now time for that. It's time to start discussing that, right? That's something we really need to focus on. It's now time. And I wonder if Donald will start promoting that. Because if we do that, I think we will have gained some significant ground too, right? All right. Anyway, enough of that. Just thought I'd tell you, the government is open now. Donald signed it last night. And it is now time for Senator Rand Paul's Government Shutdown Prevention Act to be highly discussed and debated. It is also time for President Trump to speak and give the National State of the Union and talk about what we really need to get done here. So many people are attacking the president on this. I won't, because I think it's a premature attack. What we've got to do is say what happened, what's going to happen, what's the next strategy. Think about it as a chess game. It was a strange move. I'll give you that. But what's in the president's mind? What will the answer be? And I'm afraid that I think Donald got the upper hand on this one. Nancy looked like a fool, shutting down everything. Donald came back with a stroke of a pen and said, fine, government's open, pay all the workers. Now, let's have me speak to the nation. We'll see what happens. All right, we always talk about news the networks refuse to use. Liberty Roundtable Live Week in Review. It's a recap. And it's important that we talk about that in detail this hour. Second hour, we got a guest, so I got to hurry, folks. Texas rancher gives Donald Trump a belt buckle last week at a border security event. So good for Donald going to the border. He needs to go again and do the State of the Union live to highlight the real national security concerns. But nevertheless, ranchers are happy with the Donald. One of them gave him a belt buckle. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, missing Supreme arguments for the second week. She's still recovering, folks, and they've been quite silent on Ruth. I don't know if she's getting well as fast as they hope or if things are going south, but it's interesting how we haven't had an update from the mainstream press on this at all. Where's Ruthie? And if she's not healthy enough to do her duty on the Supreme Court, ought we be talking about another pick for Donald, for President Trump? Maybe in the State of the Union, he can talk about that pick. Oh, if she's not healthy, is he not allowed to talk about that because it's not respectful? Well, we need to talk about that, folks. And we need to understand, I'm not attacking Ruth. I'm just saying everybody eventually gets old and passes away. And everybody gets to the point where they're not able to continue their normal work schedule. You know what? It's Ruth's time to take care of her family and to take care of herself. And it's now time for us to get another Supreme Court pick ASAP. And you better pick a little more wisely, President Trump. Liberty Roundtable Live Week in Review, second hour continued. We had so much to talk about, by the way. We talked about Hillary Clinton says that black people all look alike. We had Maxine Waters confirming that there's a Big Brother database. She confirmed this back in 2013, and like nothing we've ever seen. And boy, howdy with the manipulations in the politics today. It seems like that is the case, isn't it? Obama's a racist. He uses the N-word. We played that. They've been trying to find Donald using the N-word, but they don't have it or they would be playing it. But they do not play the Barack Obama's use of the N-word. We played it just for you. Why, if they've got Donald saying it? Well, they don't. I mean, why, if they don't have Donald saying it, do they keep asking about it? But they have Barack saying it, but they won't play it. What's up with that? Trump promotes William Barr. Sad part is William Barr for Attorney General is an absolute disaster. This guy promotes gun control. He literally is promoting black flag laws, or red flag laws is what they're called, red flag laws, and gun background checks. What a shame. What a disgrace for William Barr. Pick a real AG, not another swamp monster. Would you please, President Trump, please, please drain the swamp. I know you talk about it, but I just don't see it draining. President Donald Trump does a great job, though, tells March for Life, I will veto any bill that promotes abortion. Thank you, President Trump. We hope you hold true to that, because pro-life is one of the most important things we can stand for. That's for sure. Montana Senator, his name is Steve Daines. He formed the Senate's first pro-life caucus on Capitol Hill. This will allow us to bring the pro-life groups together that work off of Capitol Hill, as well as pro-life senators and staff on the Hill, to unify us so that we're all pulling in the same direction and that we stand for the sacred cause of pro-life. We got to advance that. Steve Daines is right. Thank you, Montana Senator. I hope other senators join you in this caucus, and I hope we get greater attention and focus on the pro-life movement. In today's political and cultural battles, projection is a tactic of all-out warfare, writes WND.com, an incredible column. David Kapilian writes in the January issue of WND's acclaimed Whistleblower magazine and tackles it head-on in a mind-blowing issue, folks. Masters of Projection. You heard me, Masters of Projection. How today's Democrats accuse their opponents of the very evil they perpetrate. Oh, it's just a great, great issue of Whistleblower magazine. I don't get a penny to promote it. I'm just telling you, it is good. And I commend David Kapilian and Joseph Farah and the folks over there at WND. Just well done, folks. All right, that was Saturday's broadcast a week ago today. Can you imagine us covering that kind of news? It's still relevant as all get out a week later, isn't it? Monday's broadcast. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. And we talked about the truth about Martin Luther King. A lot of what he said was great. I wish we could stand with what he said, not what he did. He was a womanizer. Where's the Me Too movement to attack Martin, huh? He got communist money. Violence broke out after his appearances all the time, but he claimed peace. Was he really the man we believe he was? The FBI doesn't think so. Anyway, sad tale to tell, but we got to tell the truth, huh? Quick pause. I'm Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
All right, got to rock and roll. This is the Liberty Roundtable Live Week in Review. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use broadcast. And on Monday, we talked about, with Lowell Nelson, governor of the state of Utah, Gary Herbert. He had a solution for the shutdown, give more power to the states. And he's right, a lot of authority should be returned to the states. The federal government's out of control and has taken too much authority and power to itself. He's spot on that. But what he doesn't say is this. He wants the federal government to do it all. He wants the federal government to go, oh, here's your power back. That's unrealistic. Gary Herbert, I appreciate your ideas, my friend, and you're right about it. But what you really need to do is you need to assert yourself and demand your authority back. And the best way to do that is to get off the government dole. About a third of the state of Utah's budget is brought in by the federal government. You have no business taking any money from the Fed, my friend. You have no business. The states are supposed to balance their budgets, and balancing your budget with federal fiat currency is not the answer. Return to constitutional currency, gold and silver. Balance your budget, live within your means, Gary Herbert, and then demand that government back out of your state when it comes to issues where there's not delegated authority to the federal government. Okay, you got to nullify now. You got to understand the 10th Amendment. You got to understand the states made the contract with the federal government. The federal government is the creation. The states are the creators. And you got to act like it, my friend. You can't just go, well, the federal government should give me back my power, please. That ain't the way it works in politics, sir. Anyway, I appreciate Governor Herbert's point, but I wish he'd have a little bit more ability to understand his role. We talked about Keep My Voice, first annual awards gala and fundraiser. It was pretty neat. Lowell Nelson attended and briefed us on it. He said it was a lot of fun. We talked about Senator Lindsey Graham blames the troops killed in Syria last Wednesday on Donald Trump. What a shame. He should blame it on Congress. Lindsey, you're in Congress. You're the one that has the funding, the purse strings, and you're the one that has the authority constitutionally to declare war. And the president shouldn't be able to act unilaterally. So should the president be doing it? No, he shouldn't. But you have a responsibility to rein in the president, sir. That's what checks and balances are all about. Lindsey, shame on you for blaming it on the Donald. Congress can end U.S. involvement in the war in Yemen. And they need to. The Senate got it done, at least pushed for it. The House failed. President Trump should back us out of those wars ASAP. We're in over 130 plus nations militarily, and it's got to stop. We got to get rid of this foreign aid and this idea that we need to fund the deep state war machine mentality. Okay, the military industrial complex has got to be reduced in its size and scope and funding, and defending the United States of America ought to be top billing. Why do we care more about other borders and not about our own borders? The point. All right, we talked about Utah's March for Life. They are meeting today, which is January 26th. They're meeting at 1 p.m. today at the Utah Capitol. ProLifeUtah.org, MarchForLifeUtah.org. They're doing a phenomenal job, and we highlight their efforts today. 1 o'clock, Utah Capitol. Pro-life folks are meeting all around the nation, and good on them for doing it. We talked about it, March for Life. Senator Daines of Montana introduced this pro-life caucus in the Senate. That's great news. We commend him. Good work. We talked about Alveda King on Martin Luther King Day. What is this, a niece of Martin Luther? He says, or she says this, pray for an end to all crimes against humanity, born and unborn. Amen. She's spot on right. That's why I say even Martin Luther King said a lot of good things, folks. The problem is how he lived his life. He wasn't who we're told he was. And a lot of people are telling me, Sam, don't speak out on that. It's just a non-starter. You'll lose credibility. My response is go do your homework and I'll gain credibility because it is the truth. All right. We also talked to our guest second hour on Monday, Scott Bradley, to preserve the nation. Freedom's Rising Sun. .com is his website. Incredible webinars and more available on his website. He's also linking to Liberty Roundtable live broadcasts in which he appears. But we talked about Senator Rand Paul reintroduces Life at Conception Act and a bill to end Planned Parenthood funding. I pray Rand Paul gets that done. We also talked about a retired OBGYN. Her name is Dr. Kathy Altman, and she spoke at the pro-life events last week. And she said, if it was wanted, it was called a baby. If it wasn't wanted, it was called a fetus. You see the disconnect there, folks? We also talked about a black Democratic lawmaker. Her name is Katrina Jackson, and she's a wonderful lady. She's a Louisiana state representative as well. And she says she fights for life because she's a Christian first. Wow, I love Americans standing shoulder to shoulder, black, white, male, female, everybody standing for the sacred cause of life. That is the proper role of government, and that is the moral stance for Americans. And I'm grateful to see that Americans from all walks of life and all, well, what the mainstream press tries to create divisions out of, standing together, working for united solutions that make America great. We talked about the Supremes, that's the Supreme Court, handed an opportunity to fix abortion laws, Bob Unruh. I pray the Supreme Court doubles down and gets it done. We also talked about terrific news about America's abortion clinics, writes Chuck Norris in WND.com. talking about how incredible it is that we've reduced the number of abortion clinics in America by 80% over the last 10, 15 years or so. It's not enough, but it's a great start. We're not being told how much pro-life efforts are really being put into place and how much gains we're really getting. The mainstream press doesn't want you to know that. We also talked about that women viciously attack a black Donald Trump supporter at Women's March. Jesse Lee Peterson, our buddy and fellow talk show host, we syndicate his show on Liberty News Radio. Anyway, he was down there at the Women's March in Los Angeles. He was black, or he is black, I mean, and he was at the Women's March, and they literally started attacking him. They attacked the black Trump supporter. They called him the N-word, and they just abused him, and wow, those Women's Marches are kind of hostile and hate-filled. Why? Well, he's conservative. Did you know that? We also talked about a poll amid the wall fight. Believe it or not, Latinos are starting to love Donald Trump more and more and more because they understand it's not an attack on Latinos. It's a reality check for the national security of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And it's a legal versus illegal discussion. How do we defend our borders? How do we protect national security in America? Why do we care more about other borders around the world and not about our own, huh? Sam Bushman tweets at Real Donald Trump, deliver the State of the Union live from the border. Invite the new media taking center stage to go with you, sir. And then I even sent it out again and said, hey, since Nancy Pelosi is missing in action, you can bring Ocasio-Cortez with you if you want. And what you got to do is broadcast live from the border and just say stuff like this. Nancy, if you're not afraid of the drug cartels, come on down. And Stuart Rhodes was on with us yesterday and caught a wind of this, and he published it as a great promotion to the Oath Keepers and more. It's going viral, and it's a great idea. And well, I wish people would jump on it. Donald Trump sadly offers 3 years of legal status for Dreamers for 230 miles, a see-through steel barrier. Nancy rejects it, says it's a non-starter. Mitt Romney, believe it or not, backs the president and his push for a border wall. Well, for once, good for you, Mitt. All right, that was Monday's broadcast recap. On Tuesday, we talked about the pro-life movement more. We talked about 3,000 lives per day has been snuffed out since Roe versus Wade. And last Tuesday was National Sanctity of Human Life Day. And it marks the 46th year since the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in Roe versus Wade, along with its companion case, Doe versus Bolton. The infamous abortion rulings that have literally been responsible for murders, killing preborn babies at any stage of development. And since that tragic day back in 1973, approximately 60 million innocent children have been brutally murdered on the altar of abortion. 60 million in America alone. The greatest cause of death in the world right now, abortion. We fund it with our tax dollars. The Republicans had absolute, complete control of everything for 2 years, and they literally did nothing. President Trump trying to move the needle, and he runs into a buzzsaw in his own party. What a shame. Planned Parenthood, believe it or not, on the offensive, they're revealing just how much more taxpayers gave them in 2018, writes the Daily Caller. We're increasing our tax funding of the pro-death abortion mill. Planned Parenthood. What a shame. We talked about 10 proven ways to fix the whole world, though. That's on the good news side of things. Bill Federer writes the piece, and he's talking about the 10 commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Amen. Thou shalt not commit adultery, and the more modern ideas from the Savior Jesus Christ in the New Testament, or do anything like unto it. You wouldn't have all these out of wedlock and unwanted babies if people looked at marriage as a God-ordained institution between one man and one woman. And if they looked at their responsibility to procreate as a sacred opportunity to partner with God, a blessing, if you will. Anyway, 10 proven ways to fix the whole world. Bill Federer is right on that one. We also talked about Mark Levin. He rants that the longest government shutdown really isn't very long at all. The House of Representatives only worked about 138 days, legislative days a year since 2001. They're hardly even at work, like 1 in 3 days. It's a shame, folks. Liberty Roundtable Live continues in seconds on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe, and morally deformed. They will attack you. They will slander you. They will seek to destroy your career and your family. They will seek to destroy everything about you, including your reputation. They will lie. Lie, lie, and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals. Remember that. They're criminals.
I'm going to open up our libel laws so when they write purposely negative and horrible and false articles, we can sue them and win lots of money. We're going to open up those libel laws.
This is Liberty Roundtable Live, Week in Review, News the Networks Refuse to Use Update. And we talked about We talked about 26 billionaires own the same wealth as the poorest 3.8 billion people on the planet. Did you hear me? 26 billionaires have the same amount of wealth as the lowest half of the population worldwide. The same wealth as the poorest 3.8 billion people. And at first glance, you say, well, that's horrible. And it is. But what they want to do is, Ocasio-Cortez and a lot of these socialists, what they want to do is then just, institute a massive tax and steal a lot of that wealth, kind of like a Robin Hood, and give back to the poor. But the sad part about all that is I disagree with that whole idea. The disparity is caused by fiat currency, ladies and gentlemen. If you return to constitutional currency, gold and silver, I'm not saying there won't be a disparity amongst people, but it was the greatest defender of the middle class ever. So the answer is to return to the Constitution once again. We talked about the Me Too movement and how wrong it is. I'm not saying it's wrong that women are standing up and saying the sexual abuse has got to stop. I think they're right on this. The reason that the Me Too movement's out of control, though, is because they're selectively attacking whoever they want to. And they're using this to shame men everywhere. And good, honest, moral Christian men should not be shamed on the altar of this Me Too movement, we hate men, feminist, feminazi agenda. And I think what we need to use is Me Too when it comes to all kinds of topics. Hey, when the IRS is out of control, they're abusing Me Too. When government's out of control, hey, me too. When we want Donald Trump to build a border wall, me too. We got to take over the Me Too movement, folks. I'm telling you right now, Democrats are so good at labeling and so good at framing their arguments that we just lose the PR battle every time as conservatives and constitutionalists and such. All right, we talked about the police say that a wounded IAP, International House of Pancakes employee, pulls gun and kills armed restaurant attacker. That's great news. I'm sad somebody got wounded. I'm sad somebody got killed. But you know what? I want criminal activity to stop. And the more the good guys have guns, the more it will stop. We talked about a Virginia senator. Her name is Amanda Chase. And she's openly carrying her handgun to deter violent protesters, even when she goes to serve in the Senate in Virginia. Wow. She just says, look, I want to stop abuse. Good guys with guns, folks, every time makes a difference for good. We talked about our guest, or we talked with our guest, I should say, Mr. Jim Clymer of the Constitution Party, constitutionparty.com. And we talked about El Chapo Guzman. And I guess his associates are testifying in court, and they say the drug kingpin paid $100 million as a bribe to the former Mexican president, Enrique Peña Nieto, or whatever it is. Right. And now there's evidence that, big bribes are paid to the last three Mexican presidents. Kurt, my co-host, brought up the fact, hey, how much money is that going to federal government officials in America for bribes, too? Somebody needs to look into that. I'm telling you right now, the border leaks like a sieve, and drug cartels control both sides of the border. How does that happen, huh? We talked about a former politician, even, I guess a lover of El Chapo. She details her love affair with El Chapo and how she acted as a marijuana peddler for him. Wow. We talked about an Italian town offering up villas for $1.50. Yeah, $1.50 for a villa. Little different than the drug villas of the El Chapo group, huh? We talked about Roger Stone. He said the deep state plans to remove Donald Trump and Mike Pence from office and to try to install Pelosi and Hillary in a coup. Well, that's his warning. Now he got arrested Friday morning in grand fashion in Florida. They didn't need to do that to Roger Stone. But I don't understand how Roger Stone's in jail and Hillary Clinton's free. It was Hillary Clinton. There's proof that she violated national security laws, right? With her email scandal, classified information leaked, no accountability, and Roger Stone's in jail. Former Congressman Steve Stockman's in jail, and Hillary runs around free. There's a problem, folks. The deep state's going to get above the Donald if he's not very careful. He needs to start shutting down these swamp monsters. But every time Donald has a chance to replace a swamp monster with a good guy, another swamp monster rears its ugly head and joins the Trump administration. And the good guys are sidelined and can't even get the Trump if our lives depend on it. It's sad to see, folks. Yikes. Karen Pence, teaching at a Christian school, writes Joseph Farah. Mike Pence condemns deeply offensive reaction to wife's employment rights, Art Moore. Anyway, bottom line is, doing a great job, Mike and his wife. She wants to teach art at a Christian school. They're just mad because the Christian school isn't government-backed, and it doesn't promote the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender agenda. And so they're saying Karen Pence is just a bigot. But the truth is, you know what? Mike and Karen doing a great job as Christians. Lady Gaga piles on and says that Mike Pence is the worst representation of what it means to be a Christian. You want to know what I like the most? The Pences didn't even fire back belligerently. They just said, we know we're going to get attacked as Christians. I like their humble response. A soft answer turneth away wrath. Speaking of that, rapper Cardi B melts down, slams government shutdown, calls Trump supporters the F word and blankety blankety blank racist rednecks. So there you have it. I guess there's a state worker that got fired for signing emails in Christ. So, you know, if you drop the F-bomb or promote perversion, it's okay. But if you want to sign in Christ as a Christian, you're out on your ear. That's what's happening in America today, folks. Sadly, we're turning our back on God, and I'm telling you, it's the wrong answer. We need to return to trust in God. In God we trust. We need to return to keeping his commandments and praying for his blessings and for our nation and for our president and for our Congress. All right, that was the recap for Tuesday on Wednesday. See, we cover so much news, it's amazing. On Wednesday, we talked about Gladys Knight offers classy response. She says, give the anthem back its voice. At Super Bowl, they attacked her big time because she's an Atlanta native. She's black. Why would you ever sing for the white, you know, extremist Super Bowl people? She just came back and said, look, racism is bad. I've experienced it in my life plenty, but we've got to rise above it and stand together. And boy, is she right. I completely agree with Gladys Knight, and I thank her for her leadership and her example of bringing people together. Amen. Good for you, Gladys. Kurt sees and recommends a new movie. It's called The Upside. Have you seen it? Anyway, check it out. Kurt says you might want to watch it with a filter, though. There's a couple of bad parts in it, but overall, hey, good stuff. Check it out. California State Senate bans the use of he and she in its hearings. Not allowed to use those gender-specific pronouns anymore. But then they break their own rules right in the middle of it. And they start using he and she and such. Just shows how off the rails these extremists really are. Look, gender is an inherent characteristic of the human experience. And God created us male and female. Do we have the right to just upset that? Or do we trust God? See, we're turning our back on God and on fundamental doctrines. It's sad to say. Today, by the way, they say, this is a couple of days ago, is the 36th day, straight day without a news briefing at the White House, which is the longest stretch since they began under Clinton. Why do we continue what's been began under Clinton? Why don't we just shut that down, Donald? Why do you have so much holdover from the Clinton and the Bush and the Obama administrations and all these things? Huh? Donald Trump might give Texas rally speech instead of State of the Union in the House if Pelosi says he's not welcome. Now the government's open. I'm sure he'll be welcome and he'll go right back to the House. But what he should do is broadcast live from the border and highlight the national security reality. He's got what, till February 15th to make his case? All right, we talked about three Mexican presidents linked to El Chapo corruption. Looks like the drug wars and drug lords trial brings up bribery claims against the past three Mexican presidents. Wow. We talked about why Donald Trump's right. It's all about the border now. Joseph Farah. Sadly, Trump blinked and opened up the government again. Time will tell how that's going to pan out. Alyssa Milano, actress, just crazy. Milano's shocking claim about Make America Great Again hat. She compared supporters of President Donald Trump to members of the Ku Klux Klan. All right, if you wear a MAGA hat, you're a KKK member now. It's the hood of the KKK. I mean, crazy, unsubstantiated, bogus claims. But the more the left just gets unhinged and says crazy things like this and does crazy things, the more Americans just go, I'm not part of that. These people are just way too extreme. And the more our ideas become credible because people say, wait, Sam's preaching Gladys Knight and peace and working together and Melissa Milano's saying everybody's a KKK member. I mean, come on. Who's more rational and sane and respectful and who's bringing people together and who's tearing people apart? People are getting it, folks. We talked about Joe Biden. GOP stole Florida and Georgia governorships with voter ID laws. He's off his rocker. Democratic operatives torpedoed Roy Moore in Alabama Senate race. That's true. Why not accountability? Why isn't somebody going to jail over that, huh? Jerome Corsi adds Jeff Bezos of the Washington Post to his big lawsuit against Mueller.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they're, you know, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no way.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
All right, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Week in review continues. I guess a female Marine Corps veteran sues a sheriff's office claiming she was forcibly stripped and detained naked for over 12 hours. Again, we need a constitutional sheriff elected down there, don't we? We talked about our guest, Mr. Tom DeWeese. Why property rights matter, his website, AmericanPolicy.org, with American Policy Center doing a great job. We talked about the attack on the American beef industry by the World Wildlife Fund and the Global Sustainable Beef Roundtable. I'm telling you, these groups are just crazy out of control. We talked about the Democratic Senator, Mr. Tim Kaine, on shutdown. He says Washington looks like a breadline out of the Depression. The guy's just extreme. These Democrats are just extreme. I mean, they're just Chicken Little. They think the sky is falling and the end of the world's coming any second right now. Don't breathe another breath because global warming will get you. I mean, they're crazy. Don't eat another hamburger. The world's coming to an end. But then they run around in their jets spewing toxins into the environment to make sure that we don't ruin the environment. I mean, it's crazy. Anyway, we talked about cities across the nation with Tom DeWeese are now taking steps to remove zoning that protects single-family residents. They say single-family residents are racist and that single-family residents are a way that the white people keep down black people and make sure black people don't ever enter their neighborhoods, et cetera, et cetera. They're crazy. We also talked about there's a similar attack on landlords. They literally are creating regulations and manipulations that increase the cost of owning rental properties, and then they're not letting them pass rents along to cover those increased costs. They just regulate them with price or rent controls, and then they continue to add more and more and more regulations, making it difficult. There's an attack on owning property of all kinds. They want to stack and pack everybody into these high-rise buildings. It's crazy. All right, on Thursday, we had our guest on, Mr. Brian Russ, RussCoinAndGift.com. We talked about our Honest Money Report. We talked about Donald Trump wisely blinks, agrees to propose State of the Union address till after the shutdown. Now that's off the table. Is Nancy going to let Donald speak? So the State of the Union should be back on, shouldn't it? We talked about build the wall and crime will fall. That's a Trump new rhyming slogan that he says we ought to use for 2020. I agree with his point. Build the wall and crime will fall. But you got to do more than just build the wall, Donald. You got to drain the swamp. You got to look for other solutions to national security as well. We talked about Senator Rand Paul explaining his government shutdown prevention act. Boy, howdy, do we need that? We also talked about Utah Representative John Curtis introduced a bill Wednesday to prevent government shutdowns as well. Good for John Curtis. And he also introduced a separate bill 2 weeks ago to prevent Congress from getting paid during a government shutdown. Amen to that, Mr. Curtis. We talked about German police raided Deutsche Bank headquarters over money laundering and all kinds of shenanigan charges that Deutsche Bank is involved in. We talked about Tim Tebow and friends ready to shine once again. Tim Tebow and his new fiance doing a phenomenal job, and the Tim Tebow Foundation changing lives through faith, hope, and love. TimTebowFoundation.org doing a great job. We also talked about not that kind of house. Congressional Democrats are seeking to ban sleeping in offices for free. I mean, of all the problems they got, they're going to talk about sleeping in offices and it being a problem up there on Capitol Hill. Wow, what a waste of time. We had our guest on, Mr. Greg Miller. I wrote the headline from CEO to the North Pole. He joins the Sutherland Institute, sutherlandinstitute.org, and the Sutherland Institute focuses on family, faith, free markets, elevated civil dialogue, and community-driven solutions. And we talked about Greg discussing the legacy of his father and the Utah Jazz, Forbes Sports Money article or video, if you will. And we talked about Greg Miller has served in leadership positions within the Larry H. Miller Organization for more than 30 years, including 7 years as CEO. We talked about his leadership style as visionary and innovative. And we talked about the Sutherland Institute. Heaven bless them. They don't seek or accept government funding at all, but they absolutely advocate for policy relating to family and faith and freedom. It's just fantastic. We also had our second guest on that hour, Mr. Pete Sepp of the National Taxpayers Union. He's the president over there at NTU. And we talked about extraordinarily angry, upset taxpayers. IRS faces chaotic tax season. Why don't we abolish the IRS? It's unconstitutional as all get out. We talked about jobless claims hit lowest level in 49 years. That's great news. And that was Thursday's broadcast. On Friday, we talked about this story. Chick-fil-A is being slammed as a white supremacist capitalist cult. WND.com with the story. White supremacist capitalist cult, Chick-fil-A. And so what I did when I saw that headline on, I think it was Thursday night, I just jumped in my car and went straight to Chick-fil-A, man. Bought a big old order, thanked them for what they were doing. And then Sam comes back and tweets, love, number sign, that's, you know, hashtag, right? Love, hashtag Chick-fil-A, go today. And I led by example, I went to Chick-fil-A. We talked about the feds caught suborning perjury. They're demanding to continue the Ammon Bundy case. Never mind the fact that they committed perjury. They withheld exculpatory evidence, and they're suborning perjury, and they're going to try to continue this case. Are you kidding me? Trump needs to stop this immediately, and we need to start impeaching. We should start firing FBI agents and impeaching cover-up agents involved in this stuff. We talked about Free Michigan Muslims arrested in ISIS plot. Wow. We want to make it clear. There are bad people that co-opt religions of all kinds. That doesn't mean that most of the Muslims are bad people. These three Michigan Muslims were bad news, I'll tell you that right now. But there's a lot of good Muslim people, and we ought to be careful to understand who's who. How do we reject the bad guys, criminals of all types? And how do we embrace the good people that just want a better life and want to be left alone and want the freedom to practice their religion as they think best? Isn't that what America's built on? We got to find a way to do that, folks. We talked about a deported killer re-enters the United States through an outdated fence. What a sad tale to tell. I don't know why we're deporting killers and letting them back in. Just highlights that there are criminals that need to be stopped, and the Democrats need to come along with that reality check. We talked about Google Facebook duopoly now commands 80% of the ad market. Did you hear me? 80%. Why? Well, because most folks have Google ads on their websites. Take them down, people. Reject Google and Facebook. Wow. We talked about the doomsday clock holding steady at 2 minutes to midnight. They say the threat is great. What is the debt clock? I'm sorry, what is the doomsday clock? It's a clock that they tell you that all these people in this think tank assess threat. And midnight means absolute mutual destruction. And they say man-made realities are getting us closer to that. The two major threats, they say, is climate change and nuclear weapons. That's the two biggest threats. Do you believe them? I don't. I think the biggest threat in the world is we're turning away from God. And unless we return to God, unless we keep his commandments and pray for his blessings, we're in trouble, folks. I don't care what. So the more we obey God, the further away we are from doomsday midnight, if you will. But they won't talk about that at all. We also had our guest on, Mr. Stuart Rhodes, founder and president of Guardians of the Republic. What are we talking about? Oathkeepers.org. Doing a great job. We also had Richard Mack with us yesterday. So Sam, Kurt, Richard, and Stuart all in the round table. And we talked about Roger Stone indicted and arrested, I believe in grand fashion, unnecessarily. CNN producer admits he was waiting outside Roger Stone's house for the arrest. The question is, how did CNN get a tip on this? I get why secrecy, because you want to keep the officers involved safe. But I don't get how they would tip off CNN. That needs to be investigated big time. I'll tell you what else I have a problem with. You didn't need to go in like that to Roger Stone. He's a 66-year-old peaceful man. You could have just met him at a coffee shop and said, hey, Roger, get your coffee. Let's go. We need to talk. Roger would not have ran. He's not a flight risk. He doesn't even have an active passport. It was super peaceful. They harassed his wife and his dogs for nothing. It's a shame. We talked about border truth, ladies and gentlemen. Drug cartels control both sides of the border. We also talked about Sean Hannity offered to host Donald Trump's State of the Union on his show. Hey, is that a genuine offer or just a promotion of the Sean Hannity show, huh? I think Donald needs to go down live at the border. Oath Keepers agreed with me and promoted this idea. I hope we can get more traction. We talked about 10,000 plus illegals hit Mexico and are requesting asylum as caravans rage. But Stuart Rhodes, who's done reconnaissance on the border for weeks now, says that's nothing. We have thousands hitting the border every single day. And Mexico's sick of it, too. But right now, the mainstream press controls the narrative and leads President Trump around by the nose. Donald's saying a lot of the right things, but not going near far enough. It would take billions of dollars and way more than a border wall to secure the border, folks. We need to make El Chapo pay for the wall, says Ted Cruz, and I think he's right. We also need to talk about this AG nominee, William Barr. The guy's a nut. He's promoting red flag gun seizures. Ladies and gentlemen, this regulation and this registration and these ideas are nothing more than confiscation, folks. It's got to stop. It flat out violates the Second Amendment of the United States of America. It needs to stop. But again, Donald's draining the swamp, but he puts William Barr in there. William Barr totally advocating for gun confiscation. The guy's a nut. We got to look for a real attorney general that won't violate the law, Donald. We talked about coming to Jesus armed. Virginia Senate okays guns in churches. So what they're really doing is repealing an old law that said you can't have guns in churches. And I say good for them. We should have constitutional carry everywhere. My problem with it, though, is that I don't like the idea that government could just say, yes, there's a law, no, there's not a law, as if this right, this God-given, unalienable right, is a privilege. It's not, folks. Government doesn't have the whim to disarm us or to infringe on our rights at all when it comes to guns. Keep your hands off, says the Second Amendment, and boy, how did the Founding Fathers feel that way? We talked about Ann Coulter. She's speaking out boldly against Donald Trump, and I think she's being a little bit unfair. She says, break ground, not promises. Now, I agree with her point, right? We need to break ground on the wall and barriers and not just promise and not do it. She's right, but she's a little bit belligerent in attacking Donald, unnecessarily so. Remember, he's only one guy in the midst of the swamp, and I think he should do more. I agree. At the same time, we got to cut him a little bit of slack. How do you work through all this? How do you navigate and get the most results? We talked about male students from the Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky. They found themselves in a fake news firestorm. And bottom line is, they literally turned a hate crime into a hack crime, right, Stuart? And boy, is he right. The bottom line is these Catholic boys were minding their own. And you had a bunch of black Israelites, or in other words, black extremist organizations, agitators, mocking the white peaceful Christians who were Catholics, who were celebrating the pro-life agenda in Washington, D.C., March for Life. And they were there, and the black Israelites were literally mocking and attacking. Okay, well, then this Native American agitator stood in the middle of it. The bottom line is the mainstream press tried to blame it all on the white people. But the bottom line is the mainstream press got exposed and lost credibility and got shut down on that one big time. The new media is taking center stage. We are holding the press more accountable. Every single day, what we need is your funding, your support, your involvement to help grow the new media as we take center stage. They used to be the gatekeepers and controllers of what you thought, saw, and heard. No longer true, thanks to Liberty Roundtable, Liberty News Radio, and many other organizations working together for the sacred cause of liberty. That's a recap of a whole week of Liberty Roundtable Live. Next hour, our guest, David A. Clark Jr., former sheriff of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, coming up. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. The only question left is, will you help? Donate at LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.